And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you've heard all the rage about the ice caves off the Apostle Islands and you want to get an up-close and personal look at them, you're too late. Or maybe not. If the weather cooperates and you're willing to get up early and follow all the rules and exercise an extra dose of patience. The National Park Service had barely announced they had formed again for the first time in a decade when 1,000 or more people flocked to see them, before the access was closed due to the wild weather this week and the fragile nature of the caves. But one who got out ahead of the crowds, thanks to very intense planning and her special relationship with Lake Superior, is Linda Nervig, who is the publisher, newly announced, of Lake Superior Magazine. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Linda.
Well, hello, Wisconsin.
So you don't have to disclose your sources, but of course you're attuned to all things related to the lake. When did you first hear they were forming and perhaps opening for viewing, and what was your game plan for doing so?
So, yes, the temperatures were dropping. Old Man Winter and Mother Nature were getting together, and we watched this carefully, and we had a feeling that this might happen, and then we had an insider that told us this is going to be happening. So we woke up real early and we made our way over to the ice caves in Meyer Beach.
And this was before the crowds had, you know, everybody else got the memo?
The crowds were in our rear view mirrors.
That's a good way.
We went out the day before and we did some prospecting as to how can people see the ice caves. And we wanted to be working with the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore and following their directions, which they did such a fantastic job.
And you said you saw them before.
I had seen the ice caves at the turn of the century. And at that point, you could drive right up and walk right out and you might have been one of 10 people. And then what happened was the internet. And we don't even have to refresh everyone as to the excitement of 2015 when the ice caves were all the rage, and they still are all the rage.
Mm-hmm. And that gives an idea of how frequently or infrequently they happen. What's your advice for the average ice caves viewer? Again, in addition to patience, you know, what do you wear? What do you bring?
My advice is plan ahead and plan a whole day. And I'd suggest to go down and stay in the area, arrive early. I left my house at 4:30 in the morning. And
again, this was before all the crowds, right?
Right before the crowd. Well, the crowds were right behind me. Mm-hmm. And so you take the shuttles out. I've heard of people taking bikes. Meyer Beach lets you park your bike there. There's also the opportunity of walking. So you can walk from Cornucopia, because I believe that's about 3 or 4 miles, and then you can hike out. It depends upon your level of agility.
We'll get into whether or not they'll be open again this season in a bit, but they're not the only ice caves on the lake. Tell us about the others.
So ice caves are also located in Michigan and Ontario. There's the Eben Ice Caves in the Hiawatha region. They're in Munising, Michigan, and Eastern Ontario, and they're open.
Well, let's hear a little bit about the science of the caves that determines when they can be open and when they can't. My colleague Danielle Kading spoke with Garrick Hainig of the Park Service. Here's what he had to say.
Ice caves, because it hasn't happened in so long, just to get into what it takes to deem the ice safe, right? There is never a point where you can eliminate 100% of the risk to put groups of people on Lake Superior. But our ice technicians, our ice team, we are out there drilling every day, coring ice, and making sure that we can put people safely on the ice, monitor conditions throughout, and as it starts to warm up, what happens is, on a day like today, right, the surface temperature, the shoreline warms up, and there's runoff, and that destabilizes the ice near shore, even though the integrity of the ice is great for traversing right off of shore, right? So what we monitor is wind and things like that. So like, for example, today is a mild west wind, which is perfect. But what we have coming up now and what we're really watching are some marginal conditions that are presenting themselves where the wind is switching to the east and northeast, which pushes the ice out from shore. So that is one thing we're watching very closely moving into tomorrow. We are absolutely day to day. We are meeting very early in the morning. We are working directly with NOAA in Duluth. They give us ice reports daily and very good weather reports. So we're very thankful for that team in Duluth. And we combine that with what we're seeing real time and making sure and making those calls very early in the morning so we can determine whether to safely put people on the ice.
That was Garrett Honig from the National Park Service. And since that conversation, the Park Service has updated their report to say, as of yesterday's storms, the ice has broken up and the caves are unlikely to continue. But looking toward the future, Linda, what's the best way to check on them?
People should go to the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore website, as well as Facebook. They have been so good about updating to the minute.
And I am looking at the website. It is go.nps.gov/icecaves. Once again, go.nps.gov/icecaves. Or you can just search Google for Apostle Islands Ice Caves. Also, in addition to these not being the only ice caves on the lake, they're not always in ice. Tell us about that.
Yes, in the summer, take an opportunity to explore the caves by water. Actually, there's even boat tours that can take you out there on a boat. There's the Apostle Islands boat tours, and over in Michigan, there's the Pictured Rocks. So check out the caves.
All right. We've been speaking with Linda Nervig of Lake Superior Magazine. Their ice cave photos are online at lakesuperior.com and their social media pages, as well as on our site, WPR.org. Thank you for joining us, Linda.
Thank you.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@WPR.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.